sites, and also how do we use these technologies in the way we bring people together to engage, as Lydia was referring to, the future generations, which we are not in this sort of rather static format sometimes is not easy to do as people relate to discussions that goes on in the UN more and more, but not necessarily have the right entry points or the ways of engaging with us. So we're looking at improving that as well. I'm going to go back a little bit to the sort of the battlefield environment. And one of the things that Dan was touching upon was, you know, whether you have, you know, a solid data mass, and even then, you know, it's an issue around explainability, or whether you are operating in an environment of or an imperfect information environment. And certainly the ICRC is, you can say, is operating constantly in imperfect environments, conflicts, crisis, you know, issues of people being persecuted and followed. I mean, you have the whole specter that cannot just be easily put into an algorithm because these situations changes. When you look at these technologies and how they can help, and also you mentioned around facial recognition, but also the onset of what's called trustless systems like blockchain, ledger technologies, protecting people's identities, do you see some headway being done on this? And also in terms of using AI in these imperfect environments, what are some of the considerations that needs to be had, and what are some of the insights that you have drawn from your work?